All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Today, we're diving deep into the art of reinvention, unlocking the secrets to embracing change and stepping boldly into a new era of possibilities. You do not want to miss this. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome.
For real this time, because we were on a little break.
I was like, what do you mean? Yeah.
A little break, a little hiatus, but we're back.
We're back.
And we're in the new year.
And it feels good. Happy 2024, y'all. You know what I thought today? I said, I'm just getting used to writing 23.
And now I got it. Not just.
Seriously, you know, like.
I know. You know what? I feel like 2023 is one of them years that I could write forever.
Oh, 23?
Yeah, you know, like 23, because you know that's my birthday.
I was like, damn, I was just getting used to writing that for the year. Now I'm going to be like writing 23 when it's 24. Girl. For the first 4 months.
And saying Happy New Year for a month.
Yeah.
To start off the emails. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hope you had a safe holiday.
Yeah. The pleasantries.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good to be here with y'all.
Yes.
With each other.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited for really just, I'm a New Year girl. I know our Black community likes to acknowledge the New Year at different points in time, but I'll acknowledge it then. April is the official. The whole type community.
Oh.
Solar.
Because we hibernate. Oh, it's the solar.
Solar, because in the spring.
Yeah, that's really when things are coming anew.
Exactly.
I'm on the calendar with it. It's all good.
Right.
On the calendar with it, y'all.
Is this the Mayan? No, I don't know. This isn't the Mayan calendar. This is a traditional. Anyway. I like fresh starts. I like new months. I like new weeks. I like new years. I like new. So I bask in it. But anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling alive.
What has you feeling alive?
I'm feeling fresh. Like you said, new year, new things. Mm-hmm. I'm in a new energy, but I'm feeling good. I had some travels recently, which were nice. I was in Miami for a little bit.
I'm out here in Miami.
Uh-huh. It was cool. Celebrated on the
rest of
his birthday. No, it was perfect weather. Okay. It was perfect weather. As I went a few years back for my birthday, and I'm like, ooh, I'm sweating. You know, as soon as you step outside.
Oh, because your birthday's in October.
Yeah, it's a different type of humidity you're battling with, but it was so nice. It was just the perfect amount of breeze, the perfect amount of sun, no rain. There was one night where it started randomly raining, and I'm like,
that's Florida.
I hate a tropical storm.
That's Florida.
I hate that. I was like, damn, we all outside. I got a sheer top on. I had a little nipple covers on. I said, they was already barely holding on. I said, it can't get wet. I'm like, baby, they're going
to say, attention. the bone crusher.
It was going to hit the floor. I said, look, if these motherfuckers come sliding down, down my stomach, I'm like,
it's going to be indecent exposure.
It's going to be what it is. But I had a really great time. It was nice.
Did Andres enjoy his birthday?
He did. He did, girl. Mm-hmm. Once he was signing up for a tournament,
I said, when I saw him doing that, I'm like, he's living his dream.
I said, this is very on brand for you, boy. I'm like, what do you want to do? Should we have our own little event, you know, like dinner plans before we extend the invitation out to your friends? He's like, I'm playing basketball on Saturday.
Fine.
Girl, that's what I said. And this is why we talked about this on the check-in, his birthday, and how I wasn't like not putting effort or energy into planning any things, but I was just like, I'm going with the flow. If you want to go with the flow about your birthday, I'm going to match the energy. And that's why. Mm-hmm. Because I'll try to plan a romantic dinner and Andres will be like, I want to invite all 20 of the homies who are in town right now too. Mm-hmm. I said, just let me know what you want to do and who's confirmed.
Yeah.
Because there's a $10 per person cancellation fee.
Ooh.
And it ain't going to be all on my card.
Yeah, no.
I said, really, really figure it out. But we had a blast. We had a blast. Can't wait to go back.
That's good. You always have good experiences in Miami.
I know. I really want you to come with us so you can have like a true Miami experience.
Yeah, because I haven't had it yet.
Like, you know where
I
you
haven't
really
had it yet. And I've been so many times.
Really?
Yeah, four.
I didn't know four times. I thought you just have gone two times.
Four.
Wow. And none of them were
I went like one for Memorial Day weekend. And you know that get how that get.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once for Kayla's birthday. Mm-hmm. Once for a cruise. Like we went there before. Like I was going to the Bahamas and we went to Miami before and we had like a little night out. And yeah, it was just like we weren't in a hot spot. So I've been three times.
Okay. Three times.
Yeah.
And none of the times really wowed you.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, and it's so expensive to get there and it's not cheap. So when I go, I really want to, you know, have a time.
Yeah, and that's what I really appreciate. Like, once we get there, everything is just like in place, taken care of. It's just a vibe. And I would love for you to come and like have that experience.
Yeah, like I want to go. Like, I've never known the places to go there. So I just be there like looking up shit on Yelp or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's a place where I know it's lit and popping and lively. Yeah. I just need to know
where to go and who to talk to.
Where to go and who to know.
Yes.
So.
And it really is all about who you know, baby.
Listen.
It always is. But I've had a great time. I've had a great time. I'm having a great time. All of the things. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Honestly, I've been having a good time these past couple of weeks. I have been having a good winter, end of the year. I've been intentional about it, like combating my seasonal depression, mm-hmm. making sure that I'm doing things that are making me happy, being outside, going places, getting into the holiday spirit to the capacity that I can.
Yeah.
And just not accepting things for how they normally have been and making them how I want them to be.
Period.
Honestly. And I've been loving that for me. I feel like I'm in my, this is on brand, I'm in my fun girl era.
Oh, fun girl.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
Having a good time.
Oh, period. She's in her fun girl.
When I reflected deeper mm-hmm. on my 2023, I know we had our wrap up, but I thought I really had a good time this year.
Mm-hmm.
A good time was had.
Yeah.
And my account is showing.
Yeah.
My account is screaming. Reflecting the time that was had.
Girl.
Money was spent. But a time was had. I mean,
yeah, and it's always an exchange. I've been thinking about my money in that way now. You know, like, not so much of what I'm spending, but what I'm gaining. So I'm like, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come right back to me.
It comes back.
It comes
I've been blessed that it be coming back.
Listen, thank God.
Keep it coming.
It got to be in a circle, baby. You got to be able to.
Keep it coming, okay? Keep it coming.
It needs to be in rotation.
Other than that, like I said, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling excited. I have fresh energy for what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
So here I say, here I am, and here I stand.
What was that, Usher? Here,
Usher and Rick Ross. Is that Rick Ross?
Here I am.
Mm-hmm. Both of them. Yeah. Here I am, and here I stand.
Yeah.
So we're here with y'all
today. And I feel like everything that we've kind of talked about leading up to introducing our new series or theme, rather, it's going to be a theme. Maybe it's not a series; it's a theme.
Yeah, theme series.
It can be
it
both.
It can be used interchangeably.
However you want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of talking about what it is that we're going to be talking about this month. And that's really being that girl.
Yeah.
right? Stepping into the era. I feel like right now, currently, saying what era you're in is so common and like
it's definitely cute and trendy. We would call something an era so quick. Yeah, because I was in my not stealing. My not cooking era.
See, it's like, I'm not in a coffee era. I'm in a tea era. I'm not going out era. But
soft girl era.
Yeah, soft girl era. But I think it's really important, especially at the top of the year, to think about how we want to intentionally change and enter truly a new era of our lives. So this month, we're just digging into a bag of how can we really be that girl? It's giving that girl.
It's giving that girl, and I'm excited. I feel like we're going to really set the tone for an amazing year and really just an amazing life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We were really intentional about these episodes that we have coming up, and I know they're going to help y'all, but I'm looking forward to them helping me.
Period. I love that we always, that we're helping you, but we're helping us. It's never just like, oh, we just put the content out. Yeah. Like, it definitely applies to our own lives and thinking about how can we, you know, maximize the information. Because, honey, I be applying. I be needed to apply.
We be having to apply.
Right.
We have to apply. Otherwise, we're going to be stuck. So let's get into it. We're talking about stepping into our new era, reinventing ourselves if mm-hmm. we need to. Because a lot of the times, that's what being in a new era is.
Yeah.
It feels like a reinvention. And a new era is like the end of something and the beginning of a new period. A new time.
Yes.
New period of time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm doing something that I haven't done before. I'm showing up in a way that you haven't seen me show up. I'm thinking different. I'm acting different. I'm looking different.
It's like a major shift. It's not like a new week, new tea kind mm-hmm. of vibe. It's like a real intentional decision to, like you said, reinvent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
To really take everything that you've learned, almost like a culmination, and be willing to go back to the beginning, to start over, start fresh.
Start new.
Start anew.
Start new. And you know the thing that I have learned when it comes to these new eras, for me personally, because this is not the first time where I felt like the desire or the pull to want to do something new, to step into a new era. I have claimed eras that I haven't fully stepped into.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's been things in the way that have blocked me from fully engaging into what I need to be participating in or doing in order to enter the new era fully.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy that we're going to have this conversation because that's where I'm at right now. I'm at a point where I'm tired of saying.
Yeah.
I'm tired of claiming eras that I don't really be in.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to take the trendy out of it and just really, you know, really walk it like we're talking. And we're really ready to stand on business since we're just throwing out the terms.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a good rule of thumb is to be willing to reinvent yourself or sort of enter a new era, maybe every 10 years, you know, every 10 years is like committing to continuous growth. It's basically saying I'm willing to free myself of any beliefs, any patterns, any perspectives, any people, any habits that no longer serve me. And again, I'm willing to start over at the beginning. And it's not to say that I'm going to just void everything that I've learned up until this point, but you get to use that as a foundation for the next thing.
I think it's inspiring, too, because when we look at our lives like that, like the reinvention every decade, it helps remind us that life is not static.
Yeah.
Because it can feel like that sometimes. Yeah. It can feel like, especially as you get older in age and you get into these, we're in the third decade of our life, it feels like things are so set in stone
mm-hmm.
because things have been the same for such a long time, even with accomplishments.
Yeah.
You know, even with some things changing, I feel like this past 10 years, although there's been like growth and change, if I look at it, I can see some patterns, some ways of being that have been like that, like, you know, for 10 years and I have acknowledged them and I'm ready for them to change.
And I also feel like a lot of times when we're looking at our life linearly, you get so caught up in milestones, like I have to do this by that age, you know, getting a house or shifting careers or whatever it is. You know, we kind of map out our lives like check, check, check this point, that point. So to your point, when we are like, hey, I'm willing to shift and change and reinvent myself, then there does create a little bit of fluidity where we're not just looking at life as a destination, but more of
a journey.
You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
I like the journey.
I like the journey too. And I think it would just be good to note that reinventing yourself or entering a new era doesn't mean that you're dissatisfied with where you are presently. It can mean that you kind of like where you are, but think it could be better, right? And it's also a time where you can celebrate the endless possibilities of what's ahead of you. Mm-hmm. That's what I like to think of it as. Like you mentioned, 2023 was a really good year. A lot of great things happened. But as we decide to reinvent ourselves so that we show up as the best versions of ourselves and even deeper, give ourselves everything that we know we desire. Mm. Like you're really responsible for making your life the best it can be. It's not in the hands of your partner. It's not in the hands of your parents. It's not in the hands of your family, your friends, society. It's literally right here. And I think that when we take that type of ownership and we say, I'm literally about to show up as the baddest bitch I know.
Yeah.
It's different.
It hits different.
It hits different.
It hits different. And the cool thing is we can use everything that we've learned from the past decade or 10 mm-hmm. years of our life as a foundation. We can use that as leverage, the wisdom, the experiences.
The L's. It's the L's.
Mm-hmm.
The L's that we turned into left.
Yes, but then keeping an open mind for what the future can hold, because there's been hella L's. There's been wins, there's been L's, there's been pattern recognition, there's been what the fuck was I doing? Yeah. There's been, okay, I want to keep that. I like that.
Yeah.
Using all of that as a foundation for what the next decade can be. Means we're already a step in the game. We already got skin in the game.
Exactly.
We're already a step ahead. We're not new.
No.
You know, we're coming here with something.
Like Beyonce is really the queen of reinvention. Reinventing herself and stepping into a new era. I feel like we can visually see.
Because 10 years ago, that self-titled album dropped.
And
she was in such a different era then.
And you can see it. When she shows up, she literally presents herself in the era that she's in. I'm like, oh, girl, you're eating this down.
Mm-hmm.
She ate the self-titled era up. I'm like, I can totally see she Beyonce's growth and how she's evolved, how she continues to show up as a reimagined version of herself. And she's been able to pivot. I'm like, girl, you are the North
you
Star.
You are.
You are the North
you
Star.
You are.
Also, y'all, we're talking about reinventing ourselves in such a positive way, you know, where we're really leaning to entering these new eras. But we know that change is fucking hard. It is not.
Yeah, because I would have been changed.
I mean, it's not easy. So change is one thing. Reinventing yourself is another. Like, that's a whole nother level of intensity that's going to come with, like, staying down for the come up. But the version of yourself that emerges when it's all said and done is really going to prove, like, nigga, you were able to put your back into it, to walk it like you talk it, to stand on business, to keep your word to yourself.
Yeah.
And be the baddest bitch you could be.
And pop out.
That's what I love. I love that a bad bitch can get badder.
I love it too. And I know it's hard for people sometimes to see that.
It is.
They start to question and asking, who's that girl? Who the fuck is she? Who the fuck does she think she is? You know, when you really pop out, maybe it's not even like, you know, I did this to pop out, but it's just like people can recognize a shift has occurred. You're not who you used to be.
Mm-hmm.
People be like, fuck happened? Like, what happened over there? Like, what changed over there? You see it. Change has occurred. Reinvention has occurred. How do you envision your ideal self to be in this next phase? Your new era.
Actually,
in your next phase of life.
As I was traveling on a flight, I was writing, I was being introspective.
And I like that. I did too.
I wrote some things down.
What is she looking like in this new phase of your life, your next decade?
In my next decade, I want to be even more sure of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I want to develop even more self-confidence and trust in myself. I like to be more bold and daring and take more calculated risks. That's one that I really want to do. That's how I feel like the best me shows up. Like, of course, I'm open to trying that. Why wouldn't I?
Open.
You know, open to trying things. And that's what I said. I like to be more free, not concerned with other people. and truly, honestly, I like to be more friendly and welcoming. The me that I envision myself is that way. And the me that my friends and family experiences, and that's what I also said, like, the friendly me that, like, my friends and family know me to be. You know, like, the close, like, oh, it's such a vibe.
Not
you know?
Keeping it so sacred.
Yeah, like, I don't want
to hoard. Like, not being a doormat, but...
Yeah.
Allowing others to experience that energy in an authentic way where you really want to give it out.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to hoard who I am and only keep it reserved for a certain amount of people. There are parts of my personality and parts of myself where I'm like, I only trust this with certain people.
Of course.
But I don't want to make it seem like, you know.
Right.
That nobody can get anything. I like to challenge myself and do things differently. So the best version of myself is, you know, does those types of things. And I like to see myself as a mogul kind
mogul,
of woman.
Come on, mogul.
A boss ass bitch. Maybe not a mogul. We're going to start at boss ass bitch. I'm just going to say, like, somebody who's really about my business. I don't play. You know what it is. Think Issa Rae.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm saying when I say mogul. And honestly,
a multi-hyphenate.
Yeah. That's giving mogul.
Yeah.
Because once you have your hands in a little bit of everything, once you're creating wine, once you on the board of a hair care product, I mean, it's giving mogul.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's what I want to do. I want
to
see things.
You need to tap into that Capricorn moon.
Exactly.
Issa Rae is a Capricorn, and I feel like that's real Capricorn vibes.
I want to see myself
standing on that business,
doing those type of things. You know, I want to see a girl on flights, taking business meetings, deals, talking to people.
Girl,
hey, girl, I want people to be
kissing
hitting my
babies,
all
and
the things. Bring the baby over here.
Yeah.
That's the way I see myself.
Yeah.
In the next 10 years, like 45, girl, what are we doing? What the fuck
what
are
we
really
doing?
You know? I want to feel so confident in like my self-image too. You know, like I feel good when I show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that light to radiate.
Oh, I want to see this for you too. This next decade for you really sounds
iconic.
It sounds amazing.
What about for you?
For me.
What did the girl write down?
Girl, I had to take a picture in my journal.
Oh, you are a writer.
Yeah.
Kind of girl.
So I said, what does my next era look like?
Mm-hmm.
The next era of my life looks like operating from my conscious mind. I want to be really making decisions from awareness. Now, sometimes when you're operating from your conscious mind, you can be too conscious mm-hmm. and start like being aware of the fear and
yeah.
things like that. I don't mean like that. I mean that I'm so aware of my patterns. I'm so aware of the things that, like, you know, work for me, don't work for me. And I'm just really fully operating in that. I said that this is my high worth era.
Mm.
So the next era of my life looks like saying and doing, operating at a high and authentic level that is supremely original.
Mm.
I feel like in the social media digital era, it is so... This era shit, for real though.
Yeah.
I feel like it's so easy to just do what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Subconsciously, like feeling like, oh, I like that. I want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I get it. I know how influence works. I get it. But I just really want everything I do, from my business to my personal style to the way that I engage with people, to just be so authentic and original. It's just like, that's Britney.
Yeah, you don't know? Even question it.
You know?
The way we feel about Beyonce.
It's giving that's Britney. You know, yeah. It's giving like she really, I remember that girl.
Yeah.
Also, intentional connection and collective growth. I really want to intentionally connect with more people outside of like the people that I already know. Like
yeah.
I really have a yearning to just grow in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally. I see people like Andres. He does it so well.
Girl.
He's a master of it, you know?
He
and
really
I really admire that in him. I really love that about him, and I would love to have some of that in me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Doing less better.
Yes.
Sometimes my mind, my manifesting generating mind, because I can do so much, I will. And I'm like, we should do this. We should
yeah.
do that. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. But I really want to like zero in on a few things and do them so well,
yeah.
you know, just to the best of my ability. So that I want to only be in environments that encourage my growth. There is a certain way that I see myself. I definitely see myself on planes and in first class on
yeah.
these planes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah.
saying?
Don't want a middle seat.
I want to be in first class on these planes.
Every time I walk past and people are in those little.
Hate it.
I'm like,
I hate it for me.
Love it for you, though.
I fucking hate it for me. Like, I'm just really ready to be in these rooms and not just to say, like, you know, I was in the room. I really want to have a place.
A voice. A contributor.
Power.
Yeah.
Influence. So
yeah.
that I want to carve out daily intentional time for my craft. Like, I really do care about this podcast. And I feel like in 2023, a lot happened, but I think it just happened because it was happening, you know? Not to say we don't work hard, but there, I can acknowledge that there's an area of opportunity to really pour more of myself into it in an intentional way to really make it to what it can be.
Yeah.
One last thing I said.
Go for it.
Deep connections beyond the surface in this era. And I want to have the ability to articulate my feelings and thoughts clearly and with grace. Both. So I'm ready. And on a superficial level, the new era just looks like that I'm stepping into this next phase of my life just looks like really being a polished bitch, okay? You know, and I know people are probably like, you are polished, but y'all don't know the standard that I have in my mind.
Yeah,
You know, it's different.
It is different. It's different. Like, this ain't enough.
It's different. And it's not about brands or nothing like that. It's about just a standard that's just like impeccable.
Yeah, the energy.
And I need to be there in this new phase of my life. Like you said, at 45, bitch, oh yeah.
It needs to be tip top. It needs to be tip top. No stone left unturned.
None.
We're on our
flaws,
way.
Flaws, what's that?
We're going to keep talking more about being in a new era and the energy around reinventing yourself. Y'all just know we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling, but with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all. So let's get into some reasons why we may feel like we want to reinvent ourselves, because they're needed. You know, there's different reasons. So the first reason is you're ready for change. This is me. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm ready. Even when life is going well, sometimes we feel like there's nothing really wrong. You know, it's just like a yearning, an itching.
Yeah,
I feel like that's how I've been feeling for a while. You know, kind of like something out of shape.
Yeah. You just need a little change of pace.
Yeah. Maybe you've been at the same job, working in the same career field, seeing these same coworkers every day, and you feel like, you know what? I've seen what I've needed to see here. I've reached the ceiling.
And maybe that's the vibe I feel like I'm in. Like I'm ready for a little change in pace, change of pace in my career as well. The one that I'm working, the white man gig. I ain't said that in so long. Entrepreneurship. Perhaps you're an entrepreneur. Maybe you don't work a white man gig, but the way you've been going about your business or what you've been focusing on in your business, you're ready to maybe embark on a new endeavor, explore some other things, collaborate, partnership, whatever that might look like. Maybe you're at that phase.
I feel like I'm there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're here. Also, like maybe your personal hobbies and habits need to change. Mm-hmm. You've been doing the same thing for a while now, and you feel like, okay, this served me at one point in my life, and now I need to do something differently, because life can get really monotonous. You know, you can be going to that gym every day, and then you actually might need to start going to a different class.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That happens. Another reason for reinventing yourself is your dreams are unfulfilled. Your dreams are unfulfilled.
The
y'all.
Vision, the same thing stays on the vision
board. Same thing stays on the vision board, and even deeper than that, so many of us have goals and desires, things that we want to do, but the stability of working a 9-to-5 has us in shackles and chains. So we go get our corporate jobs, we go get our government jobs for our stable paycheck.
Why is it always a government? Listen,
pension, baby. Because you know, if you could get in with the post office.
Yeah.
Or the VA or, the city. Federal. You know what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That guarantees food is in on the table. Money's in our pockets. But sometimes our passions are screaming at us that, girl, we have things that we want to do. And if you're in that boat, maybe the reinvention period of your life looks like betting on yourself.
I'm in the boat. I can honestly say that I'm in this boat and I'm just like, I've been feeling like I need to be out of this boat for some time. Yeah. I'm just wondering,
when
do we have life vests on it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do we have life vests on the motherfucking boat?
Yeah. I would so love to jump off the boat.
But we need a plan.
But I can't swim. You feel me? I can't swim. I can't. And that's scary. But I am ready. I'm like, it's almost like being in the boat and there's nothing, like you're in the middle of the ocean and you're far enough where, you know, you could technically swim to shore and save yourself, or you could just sink.
And here's the thing.
Like, if there was a hole in the boat.
Right, right. I don't think we're at the point where we can jump out of the boat yet as far as like this entrepreneurial pursuit. But there's other things that we can do here to shake some shit up, to provide the life vest. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. To where we feel like we can jump out of the boat. I feel like we haven't been able to jump out of the boat yet because we haven't done those things. But I know,
like,
that
there's been little opportunities where we jumped out and jumped back in. The retreat is one of those experiences where we like sort of betted on ourselves and it's like testing it out, right? You're testing out, what would it look like to jump out the boat?
Right. I feel like we don't jump out. I feel like we put our toe in, like we put our hand, you know how you feel the water? Because like we do something and the way that our minds work is like we'll do something like, okay, we did it once a year, when it's like, if you really want to be in it, you got to do it more. You know what I'm saying?
Brittany and I, we are such, the millennial mindset is
We're
real.
Corporate mind, like in corporate a sick minded, way. In a sick way.
Corporate minded, y'all, it's sickening.
In a sick way. And like, I know that it's possible because I see other people doing it. Like, yeah. I saw these podcasters, they be going on a trip every month. And I'm just like,
I mean, there's proof of concept out there for sure. It can be done. It's just, are you ready to do it?
And that brings us to our next reason of reinvention is you're unhappy.
Yeah.
You're not happy. Deep down, we know when we're not living up to our full potential. You know, and I feel like that's when I have my little mini moments of depression, yeah, where I'm just like,
what the fuck,
Lord,
are we doing
I here? Know this ain't what you want for me. I know this is not what you want for me. I feel sad because I feel like there's untapped potential. I'm waking up every day. I'm doing these things that are not horrible, but yeah, I just feel like there's more for me. So if there's an area in your life that you're not content with, you have the power to make the necessary changes. That's really what it is. Sometimes I get in the mindset too of like, somebody got to rescue me from this. Somebody got to come save me from this. Who is going to help?
Been my man. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code Bravado for 10% off today.
Yeah.
I hope he rich. I hope he doing this kind of job. We all feel that way. Trust me.
And when you get like that, it's time to reinvent. Yeah. The moment where I feel like I need somebody to come save me, whether it's a rich nigga, somebody with an opportunity, or you know,
something that you don't possess,
something outside of myself.
Yeah,
a reinvention needs to occur.
Or if you feel like you're in a rut, you also mentioned like waking up doing the same old and not really feeling inspired. You know, is there more? Can there be more? When you feel yourself in those kind of positions, it's time to move around a little bit. It's time to stretch out a little bit.
Yeah.
So what is personally motivating or inspiring you to seek this reinvention and embrace a new era in your life?
Feeling like I've been in a rut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feeling like I've been in a rut. And like I said, feeling like there's so much untapped potential, because like when I really like look at this vision that I have for myself, it's mm-hmm. so much bigger than what I've, my current reality. And I feel like you said, like I get little peaks of it, and I feel so good when I get the little peaks of it. When I get the little taste, I'm like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And it like kind of slips through my fingers. And I feel like I need to do a reinvention to where it's like, this is just what it is. You know, it's constant. It's consistent. I live here. Yeah. I'm not visiting. So that's it for me. How about you?
I agree. It's just kind of living below the standard that I have for myself. And I think
that's what it really is.
You know, I feel like we all have a standard for our lives and for the way that we see things panning out. And for some people, it's married, homeownership, kids, stay at home mom, business entrepreneur, whatever the standard is, you know, this is the level of which I will feel my best if I'm at. Mine just looks like, nigga, I need to live really, really good. What I envision is being a lady of leisure almost. You know, like I want to be able to go do, I want to do this work optionally. That's how I want it to feel. I want to feel like I have so much time. I feel so inspired by life that I can pour into this creative venture and it shows.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. And that's what's motivating me. The standard that I have for myself, life is good. There's nothing wrong with it. Right now, it's cool. It's cool. I just know that it can be better. It can be better, and I can be doing my best.
And that's another thing. I want to stop gaslighting myself, because I feel like I sometimes, life is good. My way out of really tapping in and doing mm-hmm. what I need to do for life to be great for yeah. me, you know, yeah. for life to be how I really envision it. Yes, it's good.
Yeah.
But then I'm still having the moments where I'm like, there's just something more than I want. And I know it's not just the, you don't have to chase things, be content. It's not, it's more no. than that. You know, no. it's more than that, because I'm not really chasing like a thing. What I'm chasing is a desire in my heart. Something that's been placed on my heart. You know, like it's something here. Shit. That I feel that I haven't tapped into yet. So I'm like, whenever I'm not there yet, I just, and I have these little moments, I'm like, where is it? What is going on?
And how can I get to it? I actually know how. And it's by committing to doing my best. When I was on the flight, I had read the Four Agreements again. I was like, let me just tap in because I got time. And doing your best.
Which agreement is that?
The fourth.
Okay.
Yeah, always do your best. I'm like, that's what I don't do enough of. That's what I don't do enough of. And I know I don't do enough of it because good gets me by. I get by so easily being good, doing good.
By just getting it done.
Yeah, like school was never hard because it's just like, oh, I could be good and I'm good. I've never really like exerted the best energy. You get what I'm saying? I feel like there's moments. I don't want to say never.
But it's
there's
not
moments.
Your,
it's not but it's not consistent. Moment. It's not like I could always be like, I did my best. And obviously we know that our best fluctuates depending on what's happening. In the book, an example would be, if you go to sleep and have 8 hours of sleep for the night, obviously you wake up refreshed. Your best is going to look different versus when you party all night, you drink and you come home, you on 3 hours of sleep and then you out there. But you do your best given the circumstances. However, I'm like, I want to get up and know I gave my best.
Yeah.
I want to
put
know.
It on the fluff.
I want to be able to step back and be like, nigga, I did the best I could do today. Not like, I did it. I did it. And sometimes I go through life like I did it. It was done. And that's really been eating at me, like my cognitive dissonance, knowing when I'm not doing my best. And I'm checking myself on that. I'm like, what pained me? This is a real last moment. This is a real last moment. I'm just going to say it. So Brittany and I rotate. We take turns doing various things for the podcast, right? So it was my week to do the newsletter when I was in Miami. And I was like, oh, it's cool. I could do it on my phone. I could do it on my phone because I was not taking my laptop and I didn't take my iPad. And I'm just like, I should have. But I didn't because I just thought that I could do it on my phone. Mm-hmm. So when it came time to do it, I'm sitting there and it's like,
you couldn't do it.
This is best done on a laptop version. And I was like, is there really no ability to do this shit on the phone? So I felt like I let myself down. And in return, because I have this responsibility, let the business down. I let all of y'all who are reading the newsletter, who are expecting certain, you know, certain things from us. I let y'all, I said, this bitch, be prepared.
Yeah.
You have to be prepared. If you're going out of town, do the shit early, not like sitting in the bed at fucking whatever time trying to do it. Yeah. And it doesn't get done. And I'm like, I didn't do my best.
Yeah.
I didn't do my best. And really what I want to do is be prepared.
That's really
it. You either plan to prepare or you prepare to fail. Mm-hmm. It's really simple. It's really simple, and I'm really sick and motherfucking tired of making excuses. Mm. And that's why I said, girl, we are in our do our best era.
We are.
We are in our do our best era. That's just it.
And that's what I'm saying. Even if it's doing less, better.
Yeah.
You know, if it's too much on the plate, take off what you need to so that the things that are on the plate can be good.
And done well.
Done well.
I'm like, I'm tired of it not being done well. I'm tired of it not being done well. And that's honestly with everything. It's not just this. It's like my life in general.
Yeah.
My life in general.
It really takes some effort in you showing up in all aspects of your life. Your health, your relationships, your romantic relationships, your business, your work. I mean, you really have to show up like, hey, I'm here.
You
I'm
have
here
to be
today.
Willing to operate at a high level. And that's what I want to do. I want to wake up and operate at a high level. You know, I want to get my rest. I want to wake up. I want to do my devotional. Like, all of that is like going the extra mile.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's not just doing the little,
hey,
getting by.
Yeah.
The girls are tired of getting by.
We're tired too. And if you're tired, stick around because we have some tips that are going to help you step into your new era. Okay. Right after this. Okay, y'all. So before we get into these tips, we have to make sure y'all are in the era of continuing
Listen.
To leave your ratings and reviews. But you know what? That's at the bottom of the scale right now. What we really need you to be doing this year is sharing the episodes. Let's run it up. Let's run it up. Let's run it up. If you got to send a text every day to one homegirl, post it on your social media medium of choice. Do that for us.
Yeah.
Because we're back on the map. We're in a new era. We're in a new era with this podcast being back widespread. And we need y'all to give us the same energy you gave us back in the day.
And where are the reviews? Now we back on the reviews. Where are they from our Apple girlies? Where are they? Y'all used to be bumming in with those. And now I'm like,
They on Spotify, though.
I know, going up. Bring your asses on over to Apple and say some kind words as
Ray
well.
Where your ass was at?
Wherever you leave your review, but I really want to see the girls on Apple turn up the heat. I want to see it.
While we're turning up the heat, the Homegirl Hangout is still here. So we're going to be starting our new book this month. We're back with a new year. We're going to be starting a new book. We also have an episode that we released about the cost of friendship, a bonus episode about friendship being too expensive.
Ooh, it's one you want
to see. So y'all love when we talk about friendship. I highly recommend you go over there and listen to that episode and stay there because we have bonus episodes every month.
Yes. I think that's it for our announcements.
That's that it.
Gonna get back into the show, baby.
Okay, y'all, so we're back with some tools for your toolkit.
Yeah.
So
we just want to preface before we get into the tools that reinventing yourself and entering into an era, a new era, is a process. It takes a lot of intentional and hard work. And this type of work takes a lot of sacrifices, y'all. A lot of sacrifices. Because again, we're shedding behaviors, we're shedding patterns that no longer work for us, right? And although it is not easy, if we stay committed to the work, the person that we show up as, we're just going to be like, delicious. Yeah. It's going to be delicious. Okay. It is. So just know that you are committing to doing hard work, but you can do hard things.
You can.
All right, y'all. So the first tool, first step in reinventing yourself, becoming that girl, is taking inventory.
Mm.
We always say this, but self-awareness, this is the first step.
That's what I'm saying. This self-awareness, that ain't going nowhere.
It's always going to be step one. And
if it don't go nowhere, you not go. If it goes somewhere, then you not going nowhere.
So early on in this podcast, we always used to talk about taking inventory, which is basically doing a self-analysis, right? We want to, if we're really going to change and think about what it is that we want to be different, we have to take a microscope and look at our lives under a close lens. Right. So we want to review all of the areas of our life, mental, physical, spiritual health, finances, relationships, all of that, baby, and really be honest with where we are with it.
Keeping it 100 with yourself.
You got to keep it 100 with yourself. 100. You got to be honest.
Can't sugarcoat it. Got to really look at it for what it is. Call a spade a spade.
Call a spade a spade. And I think that while we're thinking about what it is that we want to omit or change, we also can think about what is it that I want to retain.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, what do I like here?
Yeah, because again, like we mentioned earlier, when you're entering in a new era and reinventing yourself, we're using all of the things that we've learned as a foundation, right? Our wisdom, our insights, yeah. All of that stuff. We don't want to just toss it all out.
It doesn't have
window.
To be a clean slate.
No, it's not. It doesn't have to be a clean slate. So, and a question to ask yourself is, what aspects of my current self do I want to retain in the reinvention process? What are some things that you wish you or you would like to hold on to?
I would like to hold on to my consistency. I feel like that's something that is instilled with me. I have the ability to be consistent, but yes. I just need to be consistently great now, you know?
I like that.
So I would like to hold on to that. What about you?
I wrote a few things.
Period.
I like to hold on to being wise and insightful. Mm-hmm. I like to hold on to being
the wise one.
Wise one. And
that's why she has a nail on her leg.
I like to hold on to being aware of my emotions and understanding the emotions of other people, being reliable and dependable.
Mm-hmm. I would love to hold on to that.
Yeah. Being kind to my friends and family, being good with my words. Those types of things I do want to hold on to. Ask yourself, you know, what type of stuff do I want to hold on to?
Yeah.
Something else that I thought I was like, I really love that I'm self-sufficient. And I'm like, I don't want to hold on to that, though.
The hyper-independence.
Hyper-independence. I'm like, because although that has served me well, I want to be better at being in community and leaning on people in a good way, in a healthy way. I know that I can always get it done, but I think that it's been to my
disadvantage. Yeah. It can be. That's why one of my things was like intentional connection beyond the surface, because I'm more aware than ever how much that is necessary for growth.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for me and even us to just be like, we got it. It's just us. We can figure it out when we can't.
No, we can't.
We actually can't, you know?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why things feel the way they feel sometimes, because it's just like, we can do it. We can figure it out. We don't need nobody. We in our own bubble gang gang.
Time to pop it.
Yeah.
to pop it.
Another part of this inventory is consider your habits, your patterns, and your core desired feelings, which I have listed still from the original
baby. I know
exercise
them, top of my head.
I have them there on my computer. It's good to look at those every day.
Yeah.
Because once you encounter people and circumstances and situations, you can remind yourself and do a check, an inventory of if whatever it is in alignment, you know?
Yeah.
So that's that. Ask yourself, are there any habits or patterns from my past that I believe are hindering my progress? And how do I plan to overcome or change them? You got some?
Let me see.
I have
habits that I know that are hindering. I have this. Let me see. I already told y'all procrastination.
Ooh.
That's
one of them for me too.
I can't. And then also the thought process that somehow I'll live a fabulous life without putting in the work it takes.
Delulu.
I'm like, in fact, my life will be basic and boring. That's what I wrote. And really, what I really wrote is, there's nothing, I wrote that and I wrote some more. There's nothing special about me that would grant me a life worth living and adoring if I don't commit to putting in the work.
Ooh.
Not just the effort that it takes for me to get by or maintain, because living an average life is relatively easy for me, but going the extra mile. The extra step and putting in the extra work to really see the difference that I want. Another habit is not wanting to be seen or perceived by people.
Yeah.
That one. And then avoiding wanting to be cringe.
Oh, you being cringe. People thinking that you're cringe.
You know, I'm just like,
yeah, you'd be like, yeah, it's cringe. It's cringe.
It's cringe. Like, and I do not want to be perceived as cringe.
I know.
And also a habit that I want to work on and like a pattern is being uninterested in most things. Mm-hmm. Like kind of not caring and being nonchalant about like shit. I'll be like, I just really don't care. And I don't want to be like that. I want to care. I want to be interested. Yeah. What about
I like that. So for me, definitely there's a procrastinator in me that has hindered me. It's like, just do it. Yeah. You know, there's just an opportunity for me to just get stuff done. So many things are like, we should do this. I should do this. I could do that. And it's like dragging of the feet. I definitely want to not do that anymore. Mm-hmm. And that has hindered me in the past. The second tip to reinvent ourselves is have a goal and make a plan.
Yeah.
Both.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Both. What area are you looking to change? Is it your career? Is it personal? Whatever it is, we're not just banking on our dreams, you know? Yeah. Because we've dreamed.
We've dreamt.
We've dreamt. We've seen things. But in order for them to come to fruition, we really, quite frankly, have to have a goal. And outside of the goal, we have to have a plan. It is so easy to write up motherfucking goals.
Yeah.
It's so easy to throw goals up there.
Yeah.
But I have come to learn that without strategic planning and steps, that's all it's going to be is a goal.
Yeah. We're taking action.
We got to take action. So what you can do to take action to obtain the life that you want is to create some SMART goals, break them into smaller parts that make them more achievable and manageable. What I know that I need to do this year is really break it down to where it's something that's happening like daily, if possible, weekly. You know, there's a bigger picture that I feel like I would write down and I'm like, I want to do this. And then I have nothing that's like smaller, that's tangible, that's really going to get me there. And I'm wondering why they end up still there. And I don't like that. So creating the smaller goals, breaking them down and then figuring out what the real plan is. Planning is essential. I was going to say, we need to go on a planning retreat again.
We do.
But planning is so essential when we're working towards our goals and really creating this change, because there's so many moving pieces, things outside of ourselves that we're going to need to tap into, different attitudes, different behaviors, which is why talking about this is so important, because we're not going to be able to make the plan acting the same way.
Yeah.
So the plan will be our compass and our guide when we're feeling lost, when we feel like we veered off of the path and we're off track and we need to get back. We have the plan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And change doesn't happen overnight, which we all know. So when you have your plans laid out, that can serve as your tracking your progress. Oh, look, I did this. I did that. It helps us see like I am taking steps towards becoming this version of myself that I really want to see. I said that I was going to start showing up looking like a better, badder bitch. And guess what? I've gotten more clothes.
I have hair appointments booked out.
Yes. All of the things that I need, I can see that I'm making progress towards the goal. So yes, get your plan in place. Also, y'all, we got to get uncomfortable. If you're really serious about changing your life the way that we say we're serious about changing our lives, then it's time for us to get outside of our comfort zones. And I am speaking to myself. I am really speaking up to myself. Most of us humans are creatures of habit, so much so that we will get stuck in our own ways, patterns, behaviors. Yeah, we'll get stuck. So deciding to reinvent yourself means committing to the process of doing something that you've never done before.
It's quite frankly mandatory.
You have to do something you've never done before. So something that you can ask yourself and something that, you know, I ask myself is, how can I stay adaptable and open to learning throughout this reinvention process? How? Lord help me, because I ain't never did it before. You know?
Yeah.
But you can change up your routines, where you go, the people you hang out with, the type of music that you listen to, the type of things that you're consuming on social media, your FYP, shake it up and see how you feel after you've done a little switcheroo.
The event you attend. I definitely want to attend different types of events.
I've made a commitment that I'm going to go to a few things. Yeah.
Like
social events.
Oh.
Yeah.
You already know the events, or you're just saying like you're...
I know one event I signed up for. Well, it was like a work event. You know Chris. She has her...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to support. Also, I want to get better at that. I want to get better at supporting people who are within my community.
I know, right?
And my network.
Same.
When they do something, I don't want to just be liking it and being like, that's so cute.
I was
going
to ask you if you wanted to go to candlelight yoga.
Oh,
that Marley is doing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's one of the things I would
like that. I would like that. So yes, y'all, get uncomfortable.
You have to do something differently, babies. Okay, next, learn to try things out. Have you taken the time to think about what inspires you, what you're interested in? Maybe you haven't had the time to explore and do these things, but you know that is something that I'm interested in. You know what I'm saying? Maybe there's something that you like to do, but you feel like you won't be good at it. Sometimes that deters us from doing something. It's like, I would love to do that, but I know when I first do it, I'm not going to be good at it. But that's what you try it.
And remember, we're okay with starting at the beginning.
Yeah.
We're being novice.
Yes. And so use this reinvention period to try things out, gain some motivation. And even if you fail, keep trying.
Yeah.
We have to be okay with being beginners.
And that's how you build confidence.
Yeah.
The more you do new things, you realize, oh, I'm not bad at it. Or, oh, I can do stuff that's new.
Exactly.
And then you show up and try up some other shit.
Also, let's try different mindsets and perspectives. Mm-hmm. Our way of thinking is not the end all be all. And I feel like we'll get better at this by being open to hearing other people's perspectives, listening to different things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because it can really feel like our perspective is the way, the light, and the truth when we're talking with people who think just like us. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way it is. Okay. Yeah. So.
Next, we are going to seek support. As you are entering a new era, reinventing yourself, we know that there are people in our lives who want to see us where they left us. They can't accept the version of ourselves that will emerge.
Baby, they want to keep you there.
It's important to have friends or loved ones that you can lean on during this process where it's like, hey, I'm going to be showing up different and I need you to support me, right? But in the event that you don't have that or somebody to match the type of energy that you're on, we need to maybe look into life coaches.
Yeah.
Mentors are really good. Mentors are those people who are living the life that we want to live. They're already where we are and they can help us with insight, giving us advice on decisions, you know, help weigh in when we might feel like, I need some help. And something to distinguish is that you might feel like you don't have a mentor, but you really do, because mentors show up in two ways, direct and indirect. Mm. Direct is somebody who you personally know, right?
You can call them up.
You can call them. You can bang their line. Hey, girl, this is what I need. And they're there to advise you. An indirect mentor are your audiobooks, right? Your podcast, the books that you're reading, YouTube, things like that, where the Jay Shetty's, okay? The Mileeks.
The Black Girl Bravados.
Yeah, the Black Girl Bravado. You know, people that you call on and it's like they are able to offer me insight into how to make the next step. People tell us all the time, y'all, I listened to this podcast. It helped me break this pattern. I was able to share it with this person. I'm showing up differently in this ways. This is your mentor.
Right.
You know, we don't know you directly. We're not having a conference call, but we are helping to guide you. And
Mileek is definitely my mentor, baby.
Yeah.
She's my mentor.
So consider that. We all have somebody who we can lean on.
We do. We all have somebody to lean on.
The harmony, baby.
We ain't lost that.
Yeah. If you don't have a mentor, ask yourself, who are some role models, some people who inspire you, where you can look to them and it's like, I feel encouraged by you. You mentioned Andres earlier. I have him. I have a list
you
of people.
You lay next to him.
Although I lay next
the
to him.
Energy transfer.
I don't always be feeling that. I'm like, ugh.
You don't allow yourself to tap into it. You're looking at it probably like, that's what he do. You know, that's who he is.
Yeah.
But if you look at it from this lens, you can get that transfer.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you guys who are some people, are role models that inspire me. So Kennedy, I think she has a great online presence.
She does.
And being herself and not worried about being like or looking cringe. I really admire that about her. Uh-huh. And it's like very authentic. It's not in an overly curated way where I'm like, oh, she's a content creator.
We're talking about President Kennedy.
Yeah, President Kennedy. She's so cute.
Yeah.
And then I said Brittany's curiosity and commitment to learning. I'm very inspired by that. I love that. Andres's boldness and confidence, his ability to connect with people easily and not overthink too much of anything. He really is able to lean into the flow of his life and his gifts. Mm-hmm. And then I really admire Adrian's passion for pursuing Jesus. I'm like, there are people who are in my life who I do look up to and I'm like, I'm inspired by that.
Yeah.
You know, and I could take a little bit of that and plug it into my own recipe. So yes, you too have people you can look to.
Right. They don't have to be a mogul.
No, they don't.
They don't have to be a mogul. They're you can everyday take little folks. Bits and pieces from people and really
and I think that,
be inspired.
Yeah, that's something too. It's like, what do you like about your friends? If you're friends with somebody, I'm hoping that there's something about them that you feel like, huh, I resonate with that or I connect with that. I wish I had some of that in me. Take that and, you know, spin it in your own
way.
Bring it to your own life. Bring it into your recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. That's for sure.
Now you can take us to the next.
Okay. So our final step to reinventing yourself is that you just got to take baby steps and give yourself some grace. Yeah. I know it can seem very overwhelming because I get overwhelmed like, damn,
yeah.
I got to change some shit. I got to shake some shit up. Damn, this going to be
hard.
This going to be hard.
Nigga, it's hard.
But don't be afraid to take baby steps because you know what? We on a journey. We done gave ourselves a decade.
Yeah.
You know? So remember those atomic habits, the small changes, the daily habits, the systems, the processes that you can implement that aren't going to result in overnight change, but you're going to start seeing these gradual shifts happening and you're going to be like, wow, I like this version of myself.
Yeah.
I like this version of my fucking self. Okay. Yeah. And also you're going to have to give yourself some compassion.
Yeah.
Some grace. Sometimes you might backslide.
The backs.
Sometimes, you know, you might be like, ooh, what the fuck? I'm in my old era. Let me get back into my new era.
Yeah.
But, or sometimes you might feel like you're coming hard on yourself because things aren't changing rapidly. But remind yourself that we are in a marathon of our own lives. This is not a sprint.
Yeah.
And I know it looks like that because the way I see a TikTok, the way you're going to reinvent yourself, this is how you're going to step into your da-da-da era. I'm like, bitch, wait a second. I can't get the veneers of this, all that. And
Britney.
It's like, you're going to get this, you're going to do that, you're going to get the Botox. I'm like, y'all crazy as fuck. But anyway, give yourself some grace.
Yeah.
Okay? So ask yourself, how can I maintain a healthy balance between self-improvement and self-acceptance? And I really think this is great.
Yeah.
I really think this is definitely the question and the answer that will be provided. What's going to be giving ourselves grace? Like, I know I'm working on some things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know I have some areas that I can be better. But at the same time, I have to accept myself for who I am currently at this moment and for all that I have done.
Yeah.
And all that I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. This was a nice full episode.
It was, y'all. So, we are going to transition into our final segment. It is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
Beauty girls to the front. Beauty girls to the front. Beauty girls to the front.
Beauty girls to the
front.
Yeah.
Okay. So beauty product coming. So y'all, a product landed on my desk.
The landing on your desk.
Danessa Myricks. She is a black woman who gets it. I have told y'all about the blurring balm powder that I have been using for I feel like a year now. Maybe coming up on a year. But she has another product. So she has this serum. It's called the Yummy Skin Glow Serum. And this is like a primer that you can put under your foundation, your skin tint, your blurring balm powder. It gives the skin a nice glow. It comes in two shades, like a golden bronze color and then like a lighter one. I use the one called Juice Boost. That works good for me. It's like a warm copper bronze color that pairs really well with her blurring balm powder because that's a little bit more mattifying, but I still like a little glow to come through. So I feel like with the serum, I get a perfect mix of like glow, but not too oily. So this is good. It has hyaluronic acid and niacinamide, which work well for my skin. Just be aware of that when you're testing it out on yours because it has some shit in it.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a cult favorite. It has 36.2 thousand hearts on Sephora. So it's talking. It's saying something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's saying something. So I love it. Get your radiant finish. You know, we want to look like we're glowing, girls.
We'll put the link in the show notes.
We will. Okay, so we've come to the end of the road for this episode. I'm excited to be here with y'all.
It's going to be a good year. We're taking the power back. We are back in the driver's seat of our lives. And 2024 is just the beginning of our new era. For real, for real. So y'all take everything in this episode and apply it. That's what we need to start doing. We're in the application era.
And let us know what era you're in.
Yeah, let us
know. Come on over to Instagram. Love you. Bye.